Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. Please lie down comfortably. You can either have your legs long in Shavasana, or if that's not comfortable for your lower back, you might prefer to have your legs in semi-supine with your feet flat on the floor. Knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. Have your arms resting somewhere that's comfortable for your neck and your shoulders. Allow your eyes to be soft, maybe slightly closed. And take your attention inside. Be aware of your breath, moving in and out of your body. Notice how you feel right now. Just aware of how your body feels. Aware of any areas of comfort or discomfort. Maybe aware of your energy levels. Be aware of your mind state or your mood. And then come back to your breath. And when you breathe in, can you allow your belly to gently rise up and expand? And when you breathe out, let your belly fall, relax. Breathe in, belly rises. And breathe out, belly falls. Okay, this class is going to be a fairly short routine. It could be really useful to do at night, just before bed, just to help calm your nervous system and prepare you for sleep. Or maybe it could just be a gentle class to do during the day. Now keep aware of your breath at the belly. Can you breathe in for a count of four? And then breathe out for a count of seven. Breathe in for four. And breathe out for seven. When you make the out breath a bit longer than the in breath, it's very effective at calming your nervous system. To rebalance your hormonal system. Next time you breathe out, leave the counting. Leave any controlling of your breath. Notice how you feel. Then have both legs up in semi-supine. So have both feet flat on the floor, knees bent. But have the feet fairly wide apart, about shoulder width apart. Bring your arms out wide to the sides, out in cross position. Somewhere comfortable for your shoulders, so a bit lower down is okay too. And then when you breathe out, take both knees slowly down to one side. Just feel the hips rolling that way. And then breathe in through the center and slowly take the knees down to the other side. Feel the hips rolling that way. Just go slowly from side to side like that. Breathing out as the knees go down to the side. And breathing in as they go through the center. Feel the sensations around the lower back, around the back of the hips and the outside of the hips. Perhaps you can also feel what's happening through the legs, through the front of the legs. How does this movement of taking the knees side to side affect your spine? How does your spine move? You can take this movement all the way up into the neck by gently rolling the head the opposite way to the way that the knees are going. So as you breathe out, you take your knees one way and roll the head gently the opposite way. Breathing in to the center each time. Great. And the next time you're back in the center, just leave that. Get comfortable back there in the center in semi-supine. And then can you interlace your hands behind the back of your head? Rest the back of the head on the interlaced hands. And next time the breath comes out of your body, can you slowly lift one foot off the floor? As you stretch that leg up towards the ceiling, use the hands to roll the head forwards. And then when you breathe in, put everything down and swap sides next time you breathe out. Breathe out, lift one foot off the floor, and just gently straightening that leg up towards the ceiling. As the head lifts and rolls forward, and breathing in back down, relaxing the head and putting the foot down. Just swapping legs each time. When you do this movement, be aware of your lower tummy muscles. When you breathe out, gently squeeze your lower tummy in as you straighten the leg up into the air and lift the head up there. When you breathe in and put everything down, relax the lower tummy. Feel your body as you move. Move gently and smoothly. Find a way of moving that's really enjoyable to move. Maybe you can feel here the strengthening through the front of the leg as you stretch out through the back of the leg. How does it feel through the back or your spine? And each time you breathe out and stretch the leg up like that and lift the head, see if you can breathe out just a little bit longer than what you're doing. Use the whole of your out-breath as you come into the stretch. Now when you've got the head and the leg down, just relax down. Bring the hands out from underneath the head. Relax the arms down beside you just for a moment. Then can you have your right knee up over your chest? Keep the knee bent there and hold on to the top or the front of the knee with the hands. Maybe interlacing the fingers as you hold on to the knee. Keep the left foot flat on the floor in semi-supine. And then use the hands to make a gentle, smooth circle with the right knee. Just circling that right knee sort of over the chest. It's not important how big or small that circle is, but just a smooth circle. It's really good for the hip joint and the lower back. Can help to gently release the muscles around the outside of the hips as well. Just breathe comfortably. And circle back in the other direction a few times. Just feeling your body as you circle. Then bring the knee into the center. Just hold on to the knee still. Still the right knee over the chest. And just hold there. Just somewhere nice and easy. And be aware of your breath. As you hold the knee over the chest like this, can you breathe in for the count of four? And breathe out for a count of seven. And keep doing that. You can either keep the left leg where it is in semi-supine, or as an option, you might like to slide the left leg long against the floor. As things start to loosen up, you might want to draw that right knee a little closer into the chest and hold there. Just keep aware of the breath, in for four and out for seven. As you breathe out for seven, find a way to soften and relax. Maybe you can let go of your jaw. You can soften through your face, eyes, shoulders. Let that go. Slowly release the right knee and put the right foot flat on the floor in semi-supine. Take your time to bring the left knee up and over the chest. Have the left knee bent over the chest and hold on to the knee with the hands. So the right foot's flat on the floor in semi-supine. The left knee's over the chest. And now using the hands to smoothly circle the left knee. It's going first in one direction as you breathe. And feel the movement from the inside. Feel the sensations in your body. Then go back in the other direction, circling a few times back the other way. And then bringing the left knee into the center, just keeping that left knee over the chest. And having the focus of your attention on your breath. Breathing in for a count of four. And breathing out for a count of seven. If you prefer to slide the right leg long against the floor, you can do that option if that feels good for you. Or keep the right leg in semi-supine if that feels better. Maybe you want to draw that left knee a bit closer into the chest, just to feel that a bit more. And if that feels good to do so, just keep up that breathing. Just softening as you breathe out. Letting go of your body as you breathe out. And then releasing that left knee. Putting the left foot flat onto the floor into semi-supine. And just having the right leg up in semi-supine too, if it's not already there. And just make any adjustments that you need to your hips or clothing, so you can feel comfortable and balanced in semi-supine. And relax your arms down on the floor, fairly close to your body. Just check the feet are at least hip width apart, hip width or a bit wider. Feel free to adjust your feet in a moment if necessary, so they feel like they're in the right place for you. And when you breathe in, gently tighten your lower tummy in and then slowly lift your hips off the floor and up into the air, up into the shoulder bridge posture. And then lower the hips back down as you breathe out. So as you breathe in, lifting the hips up into shoulder bridge and back down as you breathe out. Just check here that your feet feel fairly symmetrical. They're both on fairly straight. And as you lift the hips up, gently pressing the feet into the floor, so that hopefully you can feel a nice tightness into the back of the hips, strengthening the glutes. As you lift the hips up like this into shoulder bridge, can you very slightly, quite subtly, tuck your chin into your throat? Just put a bit of pressure there on the throat. Don't lift the head up. Make sure you always keep the head down when you lift the hips. But just a slight tucking of the chin into the throat. You might find the back of the neck flattens out there, and this puts pressure on the thyroid gland. And if you're okay to hold the shoulder bridge, leave the hips up there. And as you hold with the hips up in shoulder bridge, have your attention on your breath. If you get uncomfortable, listen to your body. Relax down whenever you want. But if you're fine, stay there a bit longer. Just really feel the chin against the throat. As you hold, almost imagine you could breathe in and out through your throat. This is really good for your thyroid gland. Your thyroid gland is important in regulating the metabolism of your body, which controls your body weight, but it also has a strong effect on your mood and is strongly linked to the function of the adrenals. They both kind of play off each other, the thyroid and adrenals. Now, if you're still holding, just take your time to slowly lower the hips back down to the floor. Keep aware of your body as you do that. Feel the throat. Once the hips are down, bring both knees up over the chest. Have a hand on top of each knee. Have the knees bent over the chest. Gently rock from side to side. And when the knees are in the middle, put the feet back down on the floor into semi-supine. And if you're okay with the butterfly pose, bring your feet together, bring the soles of your feet together, and let your knees be wide apart in butterfly. If butterfly is not okay, if it's hurting anywhere, then choose another position to lie in. Have your awareness back on your breath. The belly rise as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. And when you breathe in, let your attention travel from the belly up the center line of your body to your throat. And as you breathe out, take your attention back down to the belly. Breathe in from the belly up to the throat. Breathe out from the throat back down to the belly. When you breathe out, leave that visualization. Bring the knees back up together. Now bring the knees all the way up over your chest. Once the knees are bent up over the chest, can you place your hands at the backs of the knees? The hands are at the backs of the legs, kind of under the knees. And when you breathe out, lift both feet up towards the ceiling. Gently stretch the legs up into the air. Might help to tighten the lower tummy in there. And then breathe in. Let the knees bend. Bring the feet down. Just have the knees bent over the chest. So you breathe out, lift the feet, gently stretch the legs up, and breathe in, back down. Feel that movement through the backs of the legs, all the way into the lower back. Stretching out through the backs of the legs. Stretches out the big sciatic nerve, biggest nerve in the body, holds a lot of tension. Stretching out this sciatic nerve is very good for helping you to sleep at night. If you're okay to hold there, you could leave the legs up in the air. Maybe don't hold too far, just ease off a bit, make it a bit more relaxing. Just leave the legs up in the air and watch your breath. You can either just keep the hands at the backs of the legs, or some people like to wrap their arms around the backs of the legs. You find a way of holding that suits you. And be aware of your breath. Breathe in for 4 and breathe out for 7. Leave the counting. Slowly bring the feet back down. Have the knees bent over the chest. Hold on to the top of the knees and draw the knees in and out of the chest a few times. Then release the knees and put the feet flat onto the floor. The feet wide apart, like you did at the beginning, with the arms out to the sides. And just briefly see how it feels to take the knees from side to side. And pause in the center. Just pause with the legs in semi-supine. Feel the breath at the belly. Breathe in, belly rises. Breathe out, belly falls. And from semi-supine, can you roll over to one side and take your time to come up and around into the all fours position? So you've got the hands about shoulder width apart, roughly under the shoulders, and the knees about hip width apart, roughly under the hips. If you have a wrist injury or your wrists hurt, instead of resting on the hands like this, it's fine to rest down on the elbows if you prefer. So do that whenever you want. Now we'll do the cat and cow movements. So when you breathe out, tuck your chin in, tuck your tailbone under, round your back and press your shoulder blades up towards the ceiling. And then breathe in the other way. Let the belly drop down as you gently lift the head and lift the tailbone. And let the back arch slightly. Just alternate between those two poses, breathing out as you round the spine, and breathing in as you arch the spine. And as you do these two movements, can you do that counting with the breath again? So you breathe in for a count of 4 as you arch the back, and you breathe out for a count of 7. As you round the back. So you're making your out breath longer than your in breath. You can either continue with this option, or if you're familiar with downward dog, you don't have a shoulder injury, quite happy with downward dog. When you breathe out, instead of rounding your back, you could tuck your toes under and lift your hips up into the air. Come into downward dog. Lift the hips up, let the legs gently straighten out. Keep breathing in, putting the knees down, arching the back. But then breathing out, maybe coming into downward dog. Feeling that through the back of your body. And if you can, still breathe in for four as you arch the back. And then breathe out for seven. As you either round the back or move into downward dog. Feeling your body, breath and body together. And aware of how things feel. If you're doing the downward dog option and you're fine with that, you could maybe hold there in the downward dog for a few breaths. We're tipping the body upside down here. This increases blood flow into the brain. Very relaxing and helps you to sleep at night doing these upside down poses. Okay, and then we'll slowly come all the way down, so make sure you've got the knees down. And then from all fours, take your hips slowly back towards your feet and rest in child pose. Have your arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders. So you can have the arms out long in front of you or down beside you. Or you can even have the hands under the head if that feels best. And be aware of your breath. When you breathe in, can you take your attention from your tailbone up your spine, across the top of the head, and down in between the eyebrows? Then when you breathe out, take your attention back over the head and down the spine to the tailbone. So you're breathing in a kind of shepherd's crook shape, breathing in from the tailbone, up the spine and around to the eyebrow center, and breathing out back down to the tailbone. When you breathe out, leave the visualization. Notice how you feel. Then slowly come up from child position. Bring your head and chest up. Come up to sitting. But have your legs out long in front of you. I'd like to rest back on the hands for a moment and give the legs a bit of a shake out once they're out long in front of you. Just shake out the ankles and the knees and the hips. Then keep the legs out long in front of you. Have the feet just slightly apart and place your hands on the front of the legs. Have a bit of a bend in your knees. When you breathe out, can you slide your hands down the legs as you lean forward from the waist and soften down into the forward bend? So just relax your head and chest down a little towards the legs. And then breathe in, come back up. Now when you breathe out again, this time, can you squeeze your lower tummy in, tuck your chin in towards your throat, and lean back a little bit. And then breathe in again to the center, and breathe out into the forward bend, like you did before. Now alternate between those two movements. Breathing out, leaning forward, stretching into the forward bend. Breathing into the center each time. Then breathing out, squeezing the lower tummy in. Squeezing the chin into the throat as you lean back. Just alternate between those two movements. And feel your body. Here again, we're working really strongly with the adrenals and the thyroid gland. Increasing blood flow into the adrenals and the thyroid gland. Stretching out the sciatic nerve, which calms your nervous system, helps calm the adrenals. The next time you are in the forward bend, find a place that you can hold there. It's actually best if you don't hold too far. It's better that you don't go as far, but you're a bit more relaxed. So feel your body and feel your breath. You decide how bent to have the knees. Want to have a gentle stretch up the backs of the legs, but also feel the stretch up through your lower back and up your spine. And imagine breathing in up the backs of the legs and then breathing out up the spine and out through the top of the head. Breathe in up the backs of the legs. And breathe out through the top of the head. However you can imagine breathing like that. And then take your time to slowly come out of the pose. Feel your body as you come slowly out of it. Rest back on your hands. Give the legs a gentle shake out. Just to relax the muscles you've been stretching. And then sit as comfortably as you can. Maybe that's with the legs crossed, or with the legs out long in front, or with the feet flat on the floor. Then bring the palms of your hands together into prayer position at the center of the chest. So the thumbs are touching lightly there at the center of the chest. Take a fairly deep breath in. And when you breathe out, press the palms of your hands together firmly. Pull your lower tummy in, pull up with the pelvic floor muscles, and tuck your chin in towards your throat and hold the breath out and hold there. And then relax, breathe in. Rest the hands down for a moment and breathe easily. And we'll do that one again. So palms together at the center of the chest. Breathe in. And then when you breathe out, press the palms together. Squeeze the lower tummy in. Pull up with the pelvic floor. Tuck the chin in. Hold the breath out. Then relax. Breathe easily. Rest the hands down for a moment. Then last time, palms together at the center of the chest. Deep breath in. Breathe out, squeeze, press the hands, pull the lower tummy in, tuck the chin in, hold with the breath out. And then relax, breathe easily, rest the hands in the lap. It's really good for the hormonal system. And then take a comfortable rest on your back. Just breathe comfortably and just rest for a few more minutes. You might choose to do one of the meditation relaxations, or simply just maybe go to bed and hopefully sleep well. Namaste.